AP News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris meet with cabinet members and doctors from around the country 100 days since the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade and the follow-up actions by Republican-controlled legislatures. He warns the next step could be the unraveling of access to birth control.
Folks, what century are we in? I mean, what are we doing? I respect everyone's view on this, personal decisions they make, but my Lord, we're talking about contraception here. It shouldn't be that controversial.
Most abortions are banned in at least 14 states, and others are weighing severe restrictions. Doctors say the laws have implications beyond abortion. They are seeing problems with miscarriage care and pregnancy loss. 71 people are now known dead in Florida from Hurricane Ian. Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marceno tells WFTS.
I wish there wasn't one casualty. Okay, but the reality is we're at 55.
The sheriff says he is also concerned about looting.
We've had 4 incidents which has resulted in arrests. It saddens me. It sickens me that I'm going to say that people are looting at a time like this. But again, I wanted to get the message out clear. I mean, we're a law and order state.
President Biden travels to Florida tomorrow. The Supreme Court hears arguments in a voting rights case out of Alabama where lawsuits have challenged the state's redistricting that failed to create a second black majority congressional district. Justice Elena Kagan.
What strikes me about this case is that under our precedent, it's kind of a slam dunk. If you just take our existing precedent the way it is, and the 3 judges below all found this, the 3 judges below said, this is an easy case. It's not one of the hard ones. It's not one of the boundary line cases.
Court's conservatives blocked a lower court ruling in February that would have required the district in time for the November elections. This is AP News. A Sikh family was kidnapped at gunpoint yesterday in Merced County in Central California. Sheriff Vern Warnke.
So far, we have no idea why the kidnapping. We have no motivation behind it. We just know that they are gone. We've got evidence to indicate that the individuals involved in this destroyed evidence in an attempt to cover their tracks.
Warnke says the suspect took the mother, father, their 8-month-old baby, and an uncle from their business, described by a community organizer as a convenience store gas station. A Michigan judge threw out felony charges against 7 people in the Flint water scandal, including 2 former state health officials. The dismissal was significant, but not a complete surprise after the Michigan Supreme Court in June ruled a different judge had no authority to issue indictments. The state attorney general's office says well-connected, wealthy individuals with political power and influence prevailed over Flint residents. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.